Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Apple innovation.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Kendall Crawford. We've all heard the tale of Johnny Appleseed introducing apple trees to Ohio centuries ago. Today, Ohio researchers are taking his work a step further. They're using seeds from Central Asia to breed more resilient apples and unlock new varieties. But the future of this research is on shaky ground. The arboretum where this research takes place is planning to cease its operations. Eliza Greenman with the agroforestry nonprofit Savannah Institute and a part of the Midwest Apple Foundation is here to explain. Hello, Eliza.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for talking with us. So these seeds were collected from Kyrgyzstan and brought to Central Ohio for crossbreeding 20 years ago. Why take seeds from halfway across the world when we already have American apple varieties?
So Central Asia is the genetic homeland of apples in the whole world. And by old, we're talking about millions of years old. They've lived through already, like their genetics has lived through that many years of disease and pest. And so what you have are increased pest resistances, increased resistance to disease that are all copied into their DNA. And so these genetics that are in Ohio are really one of a kind. They're not present in the USDA repository, and they are very important for the beginnings of a disease-resistant apple breeding program in the United States.
Dawes Arboretum says that next March, they will no longer house these trees. They say the plot isn't being tended to, and it has invasive species that are a threat to other plant collections. Still, the Midwest Apple Foundation is pushing for them to stay. Help us understand, why do you feel like it's important that these trees remain at Dawes? What's at stake here?
If invasive species were genuinely the issue, the natural thing to do would have been to pick up the phone and say, hey, we've got a maintenance problem here. How do we fix this together? But that conversation never happened. These apples, these genetics provide a base layer of profound biodiversity, whether that's in disease and pest resistance or in flavors, that we will totally miss out on if this population disappears. It would truly set us back at least two decades.
And what would that mean for consumers, for apple lovers like myself?
There's a genetic bottleneck in the apples that we eat today, where we're running out, they're very similar to one another. And if there was a major pest or disease problem, there's no saving that apple without creating more chemicals, more pesticides or more fungicides that can help treat that. And that's ultimately the goal to avoid. We want to be able to channel the genetics to have natural resistance rather than toxins on the landscape.
The researchers from Ohio State and their partners have until 2027 to continue their studies at Dawes. If the parties can't reach an agreement, could someone else pick up the mantle? Or should I say the bushel?
Yeah, so if they don't, we're actively seeking other locations where we can put these genetics. So we're courting multiple locations, if possible, who will house at least a large majority, if not the entire repository.
That's Eliza Greenman with the Savannah Institute and the Midwest Apple Foundation. Thank you so much, Eliza.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.